Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day, and you know what that means. Big Brother tonight. Woo!
Woo!
Hump day. Oh, my God. I love that show. And actually, right now, and we're doing this all this week, all throughout the day, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5, we have Dave Matthews Band tickets. He's performing tonight on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Actually, Jimmy's ex-girlfriend Sarah Silverman's on, too. They're always pretty funny together. So Dave Matthews Band, if you're a fan, you're going to want to see them tonight on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, and then you're going to want to see them this weekend, Saturday, September 8th at Shoreline Amphitheater. Caller number 97 right now instantly wins a pair of tickets to see the Dave Matthews Band this Saturday. And chances all day. Another one coming up at 11, 1, and 3. Dave Matthews Band fan alert.
There's another fan base. They're into it, man.
Yeah.
Into it. I want it. Maybe he did Outside Lands, but in the crowd, listening to the people talk about the band like their buddies was a trip. Oh, look at
they
Clarence. Look at that shirt he's wearing. I'm like, what the hell?
That's not his style.
What are you talking about? They were into it.
Funny.
Okay.
Well, people love their music, man. You know that.
Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent us today. 510 says, what are the cats' real names? It is Leo and Sparky.
Sparky.
Stinky and Garage Cat, I think.
Those are the cats' names. So, you know.
Hey, Garage Cat.
Mad. 510 says, then my cat eats the same way. He spits out a mouthful and then he eats it. I've asked him why, but he won't tell me.
Oh. It's a secret.
Makes an absolute mess.
Poisoning.
So he doesn't pick up all the food that he spit out?
No. Everything that gets flung far and wide it apparently is feeding the mouse army.
And Stinky, of course.
I like to eat at your house.
Do you have two bowls, or do they feed off the same bowl?
There are two bowls there now.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
Yeah, yes. We're part of the family.
Bowls
for the mice.
The neighbor has even brought over food for us to feed to their cat.
So they're like, yes, our cat's gone. I would love if someone adopted my cat. Get out already.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's some kitty litter, too. I'm like, oh, thanks. This is just great. We've got two cats now. Super.
So does Stinky come in the house and everything?
Sparky does not come in the house.
So So that's got to be harsh. You know, Garage Cat gets to go in, but Stinky has to stay in the garage.
What's up, you guys?
Let my buddy in. I'm out here. Hey, how am I a second-class citizen here?
Knock,
you feed
knock.
Me. You
knock,
clean up my
poop.
Can I come in?
Who's there?
I'm good, I promise. I'm going to be with my buddy.
Ring the doorbell.
Oh, my God, you guys. Do you guys have Nest doorbells yet?
No. Tell me. Are they awesome?
They're so awesome. So they have cameras on them.
Yeah.
And you can talk to it without leaving your seat.
And you don't even have to be home, right? Like, you know when your doorbell goes
and
off?
And they recognize, it recognizes, oh, someone you know is at the door and shows, it has facial recognition.
Oh, my God. So you say yes or no, you know them, and then once you've done that a few times, it knows? Oh, my God, that's great. I got to get one.
It's
I want one of those so bad. It's so stupid.
Cool.
But I don't have one. I'm getting one.
Before the baby came, you were worried that the doorbell was going to wake up the baby?
Yes. This is the dumbest time to have put one in. But my brother, when he came to visit, bought one for me. So it was a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, we got to put that in. I mean, that's an absolute.
Do you just pull off the old doorbell and hook
and
the
then,
wires
yeah,
up and
I
stick
mean,
it
I had
on
to
there?
Do a little bit of stucco repair, which.
Well, nice home project. You
awful.
Love those.
It wasn't chunky as it needed to be, though. So the two, one was sort of
smoother
than the other. Have you
get
seen
a back plate for it and just cover up the whole thing.
Oh, you're smart.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'll do then.
Great.
Anyway, I loved it. And you can, so you can set its sensitivity. So it'll tell you if someone's walking past your house.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Or you can say no.
Yeah,
thanks.
I don't want to know about
only
that.
Only when you're at my door.
By. Yeah.
And then it'll alert you on your phone.
Oh, so you're saying even if they haven't rung the doorbell.
Yes. Meaning someone's looking
lurking
around
on
at
your
front
porch.
Door. It alerts you.
Oh.
And if you're not home, you could still be all, hey, beat it. Punk.
That nice. Sensitivity thing would not be good in the city. There's so many people walking
oh,
by
yeah,
everybody.
No,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely have to set it.
I know. There's a lot of activity in our front.
You'd rather be getting texts from people than having someone whizzing on your doormat,
that's
though.
That's true.
I mean,
I'm trying to kick in your front door.
Right.
Is that just a one price shot? You don't. It's not a service
it
we
is,
have to
it's
keep
a subscription,
paying?
I think.
Oh,
isn't
it is.
It once. So the missus already has the cameras set up in the house. So we already have Nest cams. Mm-hmm. And this isn't an ad, by the way. This is a gift I was given. But the Nest cams are in the house and she's already got them set up to her phone. We just added it to the app that she's already got. So there was no fee and there was no thing.
So there is no subscription?
No.
Okay.
Because it's not recording, it's just telling you in real time what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I want that. I need to get
that. It's pretty
that.
Awesome. I like it.
I like it a lot.
You have mice because the food is in the garage, but the cat is not. Oh. Well, you know, Sparky
sense.
Could do some
I'm,
work well, out
but
there.
But it's not my house, really.
Yeah, how paying for his
if you let me in once
food.
In a while, I'd do it, but, you know.
That is BS, Sparky.
Well, you know, I mean, am I a glass citizen or am I a first cousin? You know, you tell me. I'm not having the mouse problem.
Garage cat job.
707 says, OMG, I'm dying. Garage cat and stink. His name's Sparky, but yeah, stinky Yoda cat. Cracking up the whole ride into work. Bryn.
Yeah.
You can fix the Lexi song and the Vinny song one at a time or at the same time. Take the Y from Vinny's song and swap it with the IE from the Lexi song, and both are good to go.
Can you do it?
Easy
edit. No, but
edit.
The Lexi doesn't have the IE, though. It only has an I, right?
I don't know.
I can't swap it. I could probably try
oh,
to replace.
Oh, yeah, unless your name was V-I-N-N-I.
I could probably fix the Lexi song, but not fix the Vinny song.
Well, you could take the, when he says Lexi, you could take the E from that.
Yeah, but it might be a different
one. Well,
I'll try. You know
you
what?
Should, yeah, I think you should try
I'll be
it.
Back.
Let's see.
Or you could get like Minnie, the name Minnie, and that ends with I-E. Right?
But
and take
Minnie,
the I-E from there.
Yeah,
we, you
there's
don't
only
need
a certain amount of songs he's done, this guy.
We don't need. That's
he
you
doesn't
don't,
do
that's
every
fine.
Single name. Like
no, not every single name.
Oh. Only the ones that people pay him $10 for.
Mm-hmm. But I'll try that with the Lexi thing right now.
Get back to it.
Lexi, 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 Lexi.
Vinny, I just watched Iron Man 1, and while he's working on his hot rod in the background, he's listening to the song, I Just Want Some Pepsi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's suicidal tendencies institutionalized.
Mm.
And I have complete regret that that was the song I played on the radio the time my boss said, play anything you want.
Like it was your birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I regret it. I blew it. I should have played.
Am I on the air on my birthday? I want to play what I want, too.
What is that? November 24th?
19th.
No,
19th. Or 19th? November 19th is on a Monday.
Oh, great. I'm looking forward to it.
What would you play?
I don't know. I mean, I have time to think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you have
let the suspense
couple
build. I should have played Minor Threat. I blew
it. Oh, what day is mine on?
Ooh,
mine is on a Friday. You know what? I'm going to request.
What are you going to
no,
request?
No, what are you going to request? Some stripper song or something?
Eagles. Oh. Shut up, Sarah.
I don't know.
You suck.
Or I'm awesome, one or the other.
You suck.
I'm be awesome.
I'm going to go with the Eagles. Shut up, Vinny.
I'm going
with the Eagles.
Well, it's her birthday. You know, it's
what
your birthday.
It's my birthday.
Cardi, like, it's your birthday.
Man.
Happy birthday to us.
Freak. 510 says, freak mom. Woo, woo. Grew up there, but no good luck trying to get around town.
What?
Grew up there, but good luck trying to get around town.
Oh,
the streets are crowded?
Busy?
Yeah, uh-huh. Maybe. Uh-huh. I've microdosed before, and it's honestly super mellow. You're just more aware, and you feel like you're using your whole brain and seeing things clearer. How much is a mic? So when I took it, and I've done it a handful of times, it was one stamp.
Yeah, one drop hit. on a piece of paper.
So the one stamp was one hit, and that's what I took. And
are we talking about a tiny little corner?
Yeah,
that?
That's what I'm asking. So are they cutting it in half? How are they doing that? I don't know. You but I know
smaller.
That people I knew took more than one, and I don't know how they survived it because one was
plenty.
The craziest, longest ride of my life.
Yeah.
And I don't even recommend it. I would say it's too much to play games with.
Yeah,
and too dangerous.
I'd never do that. I'm too scared of that.
Sarah, my wife, also named Sarah, is now all into Big Brother.
So good. All the Sarahs watch Big Brother.
Do they?
Well, all Yuzi, the ones I know.
Did you watch the Mayans MC show?
No, I hope to watch it this weekend.
The Mayans?
The Mayans.
MC?
Remember, it's the spinoff from Sons of Anarchy on FX. It was premiered last night.
Right.
OMG, I love Garage Cat. It's been too long. I laughed so hard this morning. Thank you, Human.
Oh, Human, thank you.
Thank you for Garage Cat today, sitting in my car cracking up.
You sound like you need to get back on Prozac, Garage Cat.
Garage Cat and Stinky are killing me. Hilarious.
I love it. Oh, my mouse army.
Dude, do me a favor, would you? Earn your keep.
Oh, that's funny.
Keep the house clear. I mean, that's what you do. You hunt.
He did. He chased him out to the garage.
Bogus.
Taking over.
I love when the show goes off the rails. Garage Cat and Stinky.
I wonder what Stinky's voice is going to sound like next.
Oh my God, Stinky!
The hell's wrong with you?
I just don't remember what the original voice sounded like. Didn't I get some crap for that?
You did.
I was challenged.
People were really mad, but bring back that voice.
Ooh. Four Oasis.
Is that what he sounded like? Oh, you remember it.
How is Human in his 40s and not know what nards are? Does
he
not
knows.
Have
Once
them?
He knows. Once you said kick him in the nards, he was like, oh, yeah.
I was thinking spike nard, the plant that grows in the Himalayas.
Oh.
Testicular torsion is no joke. Come on. Jesus. Testicular torsion is no joke. My son had it. At 1 month old.
Oh, geez.
He ended up losing a testicle.
Oh, no. You're
it
good with one.
It was a scary, sad day.
Yeah, you're good with one.
Wow. Well, that's nice of you to say.
You know. Well, I'm saying, you know, it's not the end of the world. It sucks. It's terrible, and what a horrible thing to go through as a baby.
As it is, though, women are pretty judgmental about man areas. You
don't
should
know.
Don't
they put know. A fake one in? I thought they put, like, a prosthetic
know.
One in.
I don't
they
know
do that for
they
dogs.
Do. They do? Why would they bother?
Because the show dogs,
better,
they need to
Sarah.
Be, like, Intact. Perfect. Yeah. No. And sometimes if something, the dog's perfect all the way around, and then they need to
add testicles.
Something down there. Because they're, the, you know, the judges are feeling that area.
They feel it?
They do. Well, it's just an excuse to touch dog nuts.
Yeah, that's know. What it sounds like.
No, well,
these whole, that's right. The whole reason for those dog shows.
So the judges can handle the man areas of dogs.
Oh,
that's the whole reason.
That's the whole reason. What other reason could there be?
707, Nard, the word of the day, brought to you by Vinny.
Thank you, Vinny.
Vinny, this is a funny one. 650 says, I took three hits and thought I was homeless living on the beach.
I don't know how anyone survives three. I really, truly do not. I don't get it.
Ask Bryn.
You've done three hits of LSD at one time?
I've never done LSD before.
All right.
Sure about that.
Rajkat?
Isn't today Steve Perry's album release day, asks 925?
No, October 5th.
Right.
How was he?
Great.
Did you love it?
I did. He was just so perfect. It was perfect.
He loved Sarah. Mm-hmm. He loved her.
You guys got on well.
We got along pretty well. I've direct messaged him, though, and he hasn't direct messaged me back. He was so into it, he was actually saying he loved being on the radio and that he always secretly wanted to be a DJ.
Well, he grew up in a little town, so, you know, I'm sure reaching for the heights of Journey was like...
You would have loved it. You,
that was
I'm
probably
sure you would have
like
had
a ridiculous dream in the back of his mind, the highest possible hope, but he probably never could have... assumed he'd get there. I mean, maybe radio was like, maybe I could pull that
off. But he lives locally, and I was like, look, if you love it so much, come back. Come hang out and just do the news with us. Like, yeah. You're welcome
he
anytime.
He said he would. And he's like, yeah, I always go to Giants games. Yeah, it's just down the street. Yeah.
Yeah, so you should write to his people because he's not answering me. Sure, he's got, like, one of those full... Oh, and there's another song, too, I got to
play
hear.
Play Wheel in the Sky.
No, no, no.
650 says, I turned off the water before I was done showering today. When I turned it back on, I was blasted with icy cold water, and all I could think of was Vinny saying, you've never felt more alive. Thank God for hot water, says 650.
I know. You... The hot shower is the thing I miss the most in the zombie apocalypse, that's for sure. A hot shower. Mm.
But you don't turn it on cold at the end just to close
never.
All your pores
nope,
and feel completely
it.
Awake? And
nope. No thanks.
Here I am.
Nope.
All right.
I just I can't handle it.
Hey.
I don't like it.
Yeah, you
I don't
can.
Like it at, no, I don't like it at all.
Satin sheets don't breathe. You'd be sweating.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. I think that's, we've heard that from someone that they're like, oh, they seem like a good idea. You slip in and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I'm cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I am already too hot. Mm. I do not want that.
Yeah, I like my Koyuchi sheets. Soft, breathable cotton.
Ding, ding.
Organic, ding, ding.
Koyuchi's awesome. Koyuchi, spell that Koyuchi, right?
Koyuchi.
Yeah, they're good.
They're great.
Vincent D'Onofrio was miserable on Criminal Intent, and they wouldn't let him go to his mother's funeral.
What?
That's from the Armchair Expert podcast with Dax Shepard, where they talk all about it.
Holy crap.
I don't know about that. I know that the
I
show...
think you go, I'm sorry, but I'm going, so deal with it.
The show started out and was incredible. Oh. And clearly there were problems because it just, the quality of it, just there was a drop off. And then it went away. 650 says, Donna Summer was my first concert.
Oh.
Jason Mraz's family has an avocado farm in Southern California. So that must right. be a family farm.
I have high hopes. My avocado trees that I got, they did great this year. I mean, obviously, I won't get avocados for years, apparently, but they grew vigorously, and I'm super, I just want that. So I'm so jealous. Our listener, Chuck, is always bringing us these like bags of avocados, and I'm like, oh, the homegrown avocado. That's what I want. They're $1.29 a piece.
And that's on the low side, too.
Damn. My own avocados. I'm going to have so many that I stoke all you guys out.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah. That'd be real nice.
Yeah.
Big, like, trash bag full of avocados.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
If I forget any.
My plants are about 3 feet high now. Remember, I started them off as a little seed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're about.
Oh, that's great. Have you put them outside yet?
Yeah, they're outside.
Oh, that's great.
In the ground or in a pot?
They're still in a pot, but I'm hoping to keep them alive. That's my goal. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
You might have to bring them in the winter.
I know. I was thinking about that. Yeah, that's why I keep them in the pot.
Yeah.
You grow on doobie weed too?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Thought about it though.
Yeah.
How many are you?
You?
How many can you grow without having
to
tell anybody?
Six before.
Yes,
I'm
I was
sure
gonna say six. Is it more now?
Let me check.
Maybe. I wonder if it went up to 10.
I don't know.
I've watched The Ring twice. Both times with my hands covering my eyes. Both times I woke my husband up in the middle of the night, freaking out.
Why'd you do it? You thought you could handle it the second time? Maybe.
650 says, so funny you guys were talking about Oceanside and Carlsbad this morning. I grew up in Vista and spent a lot of time in Carlsbad and was big on the local band scene back then.
Oh.
Animal Factory, Sand Jacket, and Maryland Manor. Any of those sound familiar, Vinny? No. But the station I worked at did have a huge local music radio show and took in tapes from everywhere, and you know what that ended up being? A nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, the local bands all believe their stuff is the best and should be played. And
their minions would call. And
it was, I couldn't believe how gnarly that became. It was supposed to be this, like, supportive, cool, neat community involvement thing, and it became torture.
Nightmare.
Yeah, like, you can't believe it.
Yeah.
I was really surprised to see that in motion. Like, well, they had the best intentions, and it seems to have really taken a turn. It's too bad.
That is too bad.
Vin, you talking about counseling helped me go get counseling. Been going for 3 months. Thanks for sharing your life experiences.
Aww. That's nice.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily, I'm not always thrilled to have to share that stuff, but I do think that, you know, if it helps you, then my embarrassment and my own sort of...
You've always been very forthcoming about that kind of thing.
Yeah, but the way it went down here was not my proudest or best shining moment.
You own it, though.
Ugly. Good morning, Amazing Alice team. My special needs son won a spot in the top 20 for the homecoming court at Lee High School in San Jose.
Oh.
We are over the moon thrilled for him, and he is so excited to have this opportunity. Please ask the Lee High School listeners to vote for Shane for homecoming court. Go, Shane!
Go, Shane! That's sweet. Good luck. The teachers always decided that stuff at my school.
That seems safer.
Yeah.
914 says, Asians don't eat at McDonald's.
What?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Bryn?
Human?
I eat there all the time.
I never eat there. Asia Minor, we don't.
I see.
I'm with Sarah. Enough with the damn Kiki song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my it. God. You got to bring it up. Oh, it's torturous.
I love me. I never, ever leave.
It's like a weight crushing down on me. Like, I can't make it stop. Okay, turn off or I'm going to turn you off.
408 says, I loved every second of Crazy Rich. And for the first time in my life, I saw representation of people like me in Hollywood movie in ways that were positive, silly, ordinary, real, and inspiring. I had a recurring thought all night that this is how white people must feel watching every major motion picture.
Except we don't even notice it anymore because they're all about white people.
Yeah, that's actually more accurate. Mm. We would never have noticed it.
Right.
It's not something that would have occurred to us.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been, it's all white people all the time. So it's good. I actually feel super psyched that this is a big movie and... How nice. Maybe we'll see more like that.
Gemma Chan from Crazy Rich is the most beautiful woman in the world.
That's Suman's
girlfriend.
That's the girlfriend,
right?
That's my girlfriend.
No, yeah. that's the girlfriend on the show. Your girlfriend's not playing the girl.
No.
So who is it?
Constance from Fresh Off the Boat is the main girl from the show.
So who's the...
This girl, what is she? She's just on the rich side. She's a rich family member.
She's a member of the family. I can't wait to. I want to see it, but I think I want to read the book first.
No.
And then I'll just rent it.
All three books.
That,
three books, right?
Yeah, but I think if I just read the first book, that he said this one's based on like the first part of the first book.
Just get to the movie. Crazy Rich Asians, the most successful rom com in 9 years.
Oh,
in terms of the box office.
215 says, thanks for talking about therapy, guys. I fought it for too many years and didn't realize until about 8 months in how badly I needed somebody in my corner. Saved my marriage, saved my relationships, and honestly saved me.
Hmm. It's important. This is this came up because Entercom is doing a whole I'm listening campaign for the next year. Next week is National Suicide Prevention Week, and on Sunday morning at 7 a.m. There's a 2-hour commercial-free special that there are lots of musicians and celebrities, and there's some experts, some call-in available. They're just doing a big 2-hour presentation of a show called I'm Listening. So set your alarm. Make sure you listen to it.
Yeah, check it out. It should be real good. 3-time suicide attempt survivor, and I'm so grateful to be here today. Therapy is the key to finding peace in your own mind. Even just once a month, it can turn your entire life around. Keep at it, everybody. You are loved.
Mm.
Thanks for being awesome, guys. That's pretty good. Let's end there.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back to say goodbye.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks a wicked lot for tuning in this morning. It's always nice to have you here, Big Brothers, tonight. That's it for us. Goodbye.
God, I know.
Just someone getting kicked off to the dark side. No, tomorrow night is a kickoff.
I am on the dark. I've been on the dark side with all the reality shows I watch.
I can't believe you watch all that crap.
Yeah.
You won't watch this awesome show, Big Brother.
I just don't. I feel Like, I just don't like the competition stuff. Oh, I don't watch Survivor. I just, I don't have an appreciation for that stuff, unfortunately.
Did you see in your stories that they announced the cast of the Survivor?
I didn't get that today, no.
No.
Oh, that's out.
Oh, we'll do that tomorrow.
I'll get it for tomorrow.
No. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Sweet. Anybody good? Did you look?
I didn't look because I figured you were going to surprise me with it today. But there's a theme to it, though, this time. I can't remember it.
Yeah, I remember they talked about it on the finale last time. So, well, we'll get into it tomorrow. I can't wait. Very exciting.
But it must be coming very soon.
It must be. Well, it starts just a couple weeks after Big Brother ends. Or maybe right around the same time. Because it ends in...
Feels like one picks up right after the other.
I think it does. Mm. And then they're going to do another celebrity version of Big Brother in the winter.
Great.
I'm excited
See,
for.
I'll watch that.
Why?
I guess because it's the celebrities.
And it's
Unless
short,
they're
too.
Like really crappy. That's true.
It's only a
Unless
couple
they're,
weeks.
You know, they're probably going to be the D-listed ones
well,
anyway.
Well, I don't know. It did pretty good the
it
first
well,
time.
So
and you know what? They
it.
Might be able to, based on its success, go, you know, move up the sort of celebrity ladder a little bit. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, I did enjoy Ross Matthews. On Big Brother.
Yeah.
You know what, though? He's super likable all the time.
I for sure thought he was going to win.
Yeah. He's that guy's cute.
Yeah.
Like, he's funny, but he's also just.
He's a good person.
You like
and
him.
He was
like,
right.
You watch
he was
him and you go, I like that kid.
Whenever I think of that, I think of that exchange between him and Omarosa where she was like, be afraid, be very afraid. Like, I already am. You don't need to tell me. All right. Listen, guys, have a wonderful day. Enjoy the Alice all day long. We have lots more chances to win Dave Matthews Band tickets, and Jane's got Jason Mraz eat and greet tickets on her show at 4:05. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. And
Thank
I promise
you.
We'll try to limit the Big Brother talk to,
no, we won't.
To like
It'll
an hour.
It'll be fine. It's to an hour.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.